Back at it again. All right.
Fire it up.
Okay. This is why we do what we do. All right. So, you know, we're excited about being out here, excited about the first day of training camp. I thought for the first practice, I was pleased with what we were able to get done today. You know, obviously, we you know, it's the first step in a long journey. You know, we got a lot of progress that we've got to make, and we got a short time to get it done. So, guys are working extremely hard to get that done. I'm not really going to comment on injuries other than the fact that Menelik Watson, Miles Burris, and Pat Sims didn't practice due to injury today. So with that, I'll open it up for questions.
27 rookies on your roster. How are they coming along, Coach?
Well, I mean, you know, this is first day. So I've been pleased up to this point, you know, with the off-season conditioning program, with the OTAs, mini camp, and now the first day of training camp. You know, I've been pleased with the progress so far, but, you know, they're rookies and there's a long way to go and we've got a lot of work that we've got to get done. But they're working extremely hard to get those things accomplished. And we've got some young players on this team, and this training camp's the time to develop those players. So I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, how they come along as we go through, you know, the next, really, at the end of the day, 6 weeks getting ready for the upcoming season.
You had a red jersey on DJ today. How limited is he?
Yeah, basically what we're going to do with DJ is, you know, it's been, you know, 9-10 months since he's actually really played football. He missed the off-season program or really – most all OTAs and minicamps. So we want to work him back into football condition. You know, we're going to limit some of the contact drills that we do with him and really bring him along. You know, I don't know if I'd say slowly, but we're not just going to throw him into the fire right away.
He seemed active.
Oh, yeah, he seemed active, and he can run around and do all those things. He's really not limited from a physical standpoint. But again, you know, when a guy hadn't played football in that long and now all of a sudden you're asking him to start and stop and do all those kinds of things, he's got to get into football shape and football condition, you know, physically and mentally. And, you know, I mean, when you draft a guy like that that has the talent that he has and we expect him to be able to help our football team, we want to make sure we're smart and do the right things and bring him along and let him get acclimated.
He was actually on the field. Is he still on that NFI list?
No. No, he was cleared this morning.
How cautious do you want to be with him?
Well, I think we're going to evaluate him as he goes along, and we'll see, you know, how cautious we need to be. But from a medical standpoint, we really don't see any challenges. I think his mindset is that he's ready to roll.
What happened between yesterday and today? Did he pass a physical?
Yeah, really. I mean, the NFI was more of a precautionary thing. We put him through a workout yesterday just to make sure and evaluated how he responded this morning, and he was fine, so we cleared him to play.
He was limited, obviously, physically over the off season, but mentally, where is he at? Where is he? What you saw here?
Well, I think mentally, as far as being ready to play football, I think he's mentally ready. But mentally, as far as understanding what to do in the game of pro football, he's got a long way to go. So this training camp, as it is with all rookies, is going to be important for him.
It's the same way with Charles Woodson. It seems like he was not maybe as fully participating in some play. Is that kind of the way with the seasoned veteran that you're going to...
Well, I mean, I think you got to take each individual case on, you know, each individual on a case-by-case basis. And, you know, Charles has played a lot of football at a really high level. So I'm not worried about Charles Woodson. I think when it comes time to tee it up and play football, he's going to be ready to go.
What impressed you overall today after the first practice?
Well, I mean, I thought we ran the football well. You know, I thought the offensive line did a nice job. I thought the backs did an excellent job of being able to run the football, and that's something that we're going to have to be able to do. And Darren's one of our most explosive players, and we got to put him in position so he can have success.
When do you actually get to pad up for the first time?
We've got 2 days of acclimation period where we'll practice like we did today, and then I'm already in camp mode, so I can't remember what day it is. I think Sunday is when we actually pad up.
How different does it feel this year for you coming into it the second
year? Well, I mean, I think, you know, anytime you start something new and you're a first-time head coach, there's a lot of things that you may not always foresee. And being the fact that I've gone through it for a year, I think I'm a little more ready for the challenges that I'm going to face. And I understand and can look in the future and see the things that I'm going to have to deal with.
Are you delegating more?
Well, I don't know if I would say I'm delegating more, but I would say I got a coaching staff that I feel a lot of confidence in. And, you know, this is the second year, you know, at least defensively for those guys in the same system. and feel really comfortable with the way that they're coaching these guys.
How much intangible improvement do you feel that the team has to make this year for you, for your bosses?
Well, you know, I'm really not concerned about anything other than I want these guys to come out here and work their tail off to be the best football players that they can be, all right? And we'll deal with the evaluation process, you know, when that's all said and done. But our focus right now is how can we be the best football team that we can be this year?
There's, you know, publications out there that rank everything this time of year, and the Raiders are coming in at the bottom of the rankings for various things. And I'm just wondering, you know, do you guys just ignore that? Do you address it in any way? Do you say we're going to improve all, you know, use it as motivation?
We can't concern ourselves with what's on the outside world. All we can concern ourselves is the guys that are in that locker room and the coaching staff, front office, the owners, the Raiders organization. That's what we concern ourselves with, and we're not going to concern ourselves with or pay attention to what anybody on the outside might think or say.
Is it a matter of Watson and Sims passing a physical, or?
Well, when they're ready to roll, they'll be out there practicing.
Are they long term?
You know, I mean, who knows? You know, I don't know the answer to that. I know they're working extremely hard to get themselves ready to go. They've got injuries. And when they're healthy enough to practice, they'll be out there.
Is Sims something that dates back to mini camps, or is it something that happened since you guys left him?
No, it happened recently.
What do you want to see from Terrell Pryor? Is there anything you can reasonably expect to see from him?
Well, same things I've been saying. You know, I mean, Terrell's got to continue to develop as a quarterback. You know, you see tangible evidence at times of things that he does and does really well. I mean, he's got a great skill set. He's an extremely athletic quarterback. You know, he's got to continue to work in the passing game to make sure that he, you know, understands the reads. He can get the ball out on time. He can go to the right place with the football, and then be able to use his skills as an athletic quarterback to create problems for the defense.
Does he have a considerable way to go on the learning curve?
Well, I mean, I think we'll evaluate that as we go through training camp. You know, I mean, today was day one. Yeah, I think all of us have a long way to go. I mean, we're not ready to go yet, but that's why you have training camp, to get ourselves ready to go, everybody on the football team.
Given how valuable each one of these sessions are for a rookie, how much of a setback is it to have Watson out missing time right now?
Well, I think any time that whether you're a rookie or a veteran, I mean, I think any time that you miss time, you know, it sets you back. And the key is how fast can we get him back out here ready to go? And how well does he keep himself into it mentally as he's going through the rehab process?
Fort's had a run of pretty bad luck injury-wise ever since a pretty impressive rookie year. But he's had a pretty good offseason, it seemed like. He was out there the whole time. He was out there catching a few slants, looking strong today. How big would it be for with him and the team to get him back to where it looked like he was going a couple of years ago?
Well, I think that'd be big. You know, I think, you know, having him out there, having him healthy, he's an explosive player. And so being able to have him healthy, I think, helps our football team. Anytime we can get explosive athletes, weapons, and especially a guy like him, I think that helps our team.
What did you see from Matt today?
From Matt Flynn?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, I think there were some good things that he did. I think we still have got to be more consistent. You know, in all aspects of our football team, but really specifically in the passing game, I think we got to continue to improve. And you know, I think he did some nice things, made some nice reads, made a couple good, you know, really good throws today.
In terms of handling the reps at quarterback, are you going to try to do, early on, do fairly even split with the three guys, or you want to?
Yeah, I mean, I think initially early on in camp, you want to give everybody an opportunity, and so. Right now, as we go through camp, you know, we're kind of on an even rotation, and not specifically with the quarterback position, but really with all positions. And at some point in camp, we'll start getting ready, you know, some of the frontline guys a little bit more.
When you say more consistent, what type of consistency are you talking about? Where are you seeing that?
Well, and I'm not talking about specifically the quarterback. I'm talking about the passing game in general, and everybody's involved in that. I mean, the wide receivers are involved in that. The tight ends are involved in that. The running backs are involved in that. We've got to understand what the concepts are that we're trying to get executed, all right? And we've got to be able to execute them when you get moving pieces on the field. And that's all the things that you face when you face, when you have inexperienced players. And when I say that, you know, Matt Flynn, he's been in this league for a while, but when you talk about game experience, you know, he's relatively young at the position. So we're going to continue to evaluate things as we go along and see, you know, see how things go in training camp.
In your experience, do you see a quantum leap over the typically over this month with players? I mean, is that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, the more you become familiar with what we're asking you to do in the offensive scheme, I think the improvement, that's when it really starts to occur.
Coach, you one of the units that has a lot of new pieces is the secondary. You got a few guys out there today, like Corey Nelms flying around making plays. How would you assess that group as a whole?
Well, I think it's an improved group to start with. I think we've got some veteran players in there that understand how to play the game. They've played this game at a high level. I think there's some leadership back there in the back end. And really, when you look at this league, I mean, this league has become a passing league. And to have success on defense, you got to be strong in the back end, and that's one of the things that we tried to address this offseason.
To give you some measure of comfort level to have a history and experience with a couple of those guys that we brought in?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I've been to war with a couple of those guys. I've been through battle with a couple of them, won a world championship with a few of those guys. So, you know, I understand what they can do, and I understand what their value is to this football team.
What were your thoughts generally on the defense today? It looked like a number of players made big plays. Was that a surprise? Was that, you know, for a day one of camp like that?
No, I mean, I think when you look at training camp, what you hope you see is some balance. You know, you hope you see the defense make a few plays. You hope you see the offense make a few plays because that's when you know you got a good football team. So, you know, we want to be a really good defensive football team. We want to fly around. We want to be aggressive. And today was the first step in that direction.
After Tracy Porter had his number changed to 31, he seemed a little off-put by that. Have you said anything to him at all?
Tracy and I have talked about it, and really at the end of the day, you know, we're ready to move on to football. You know, that's the least of our challenges right now.
Is there a tone that you'd like to set for this camp, any sort of general theme that you want your guys to buy into and come out of this for?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to our team about, you know, competing in everything that you do. You got to compete. And I talked to them about winning. Okay, winning's important. And you set that mindset. Those things are a habit. You create good habits or bad habits every day you come out here. And we've got to understand, you know, how to play this game at a championship level and how to win. I'm not talking about just on Sundays in games. I'm talking about out here on the practice field. It's about winning your matchup on every single play.
What were your impressions of Janikowski's tackling form?
I'd rather see him kick it.